Hi, this is Smriti Kirvanandan, your host for Health Forward Podcast. One of the most important things you can do for yourself is to take care of your health. Your road to discovering an all-inclusive, empathetic, and innovative healthcare ecosystem starts right now. Customer experience. In actual, human experience is an important factor in the field of healthcare. As per surveys, 80% of us value creating a care environment that is seamless, integrated, and innovative, along with us receiving high-quality care with empathy and ease. Designing a human experience is a complex task that takes someone who has walked the path herself. A nurse, a caregiver, and now the Chief Customer Experience Officer at Centene. Today, I have with me Anika Gardenhire. Anika, welcome to Health Forward. Such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So Anika, what has inspired you to be in the field of healthcare?
You know, the interesting thing is I don't think I had an inspiration story coming into healthcare. I'm not sure I knew exactly what I wanted to do going into sort of my college education and then continuing to matriculate forward. But I've definitely been inspired to stay in healthcare. And the reason for that is, one, I consider myself a caregiver. I've always just wanted to be a person who cares for other people in a really deep way. And nursing speaks to me from that perspective. And there are so many opportunities to reinvent yourself inside of healthcare. You know, I have had the opportunity to do that as a caregiver at the bedside. I've had the opportunity to do it in settings like home care and through the lens of technology. And now from the perspective of being able to be a voice for customers in such a large organization like Centene.
Thanks, Anika, for staying. And that's a wonderful answer, one, because it's a true reflection that we are in the space to give care in a more empathetic and with greater intention. So very glad that you stayed. At Centene, you're serving close to 28 million people across all 50 states. What are some significant and minor customer experience strategies you're working on, especially for the Medicaid and Medicare population?
You know, we've talked about this a little bit across our investor days, but I'll go a little bit deeper just around when we talk about listening. So when it comes to improving the customer experience, we've really thought significantly, one, about who our customer segments are, really being specific and thinking about members and providers, employees, our brokers, our government partners, and really working to understand each of those sets of voices and all of their needs. When we think about some of the initiatives that we have for those customer segments, you know, we're working on things like improving our call center experience, really working to arm our provider relations team with the best possible data to support our providers and improve that provider experience. We're always thinking about digital and self-service tools, and those really help support all of our customer segments, inclusive of our employee base. And so for each of those customer segments, we're thinking about deeper research, customer segmentation, and deeper understanding, and then how we can really utilize that voice to help guide our business and make sure that we have the right focus from an operational perspective. And so from an initiative perspective, again, you know, we talked about Provider 360 and what that really means to supporting our provider experience and our call center work and what that really means to supporting multiple customer segments. And then more broadly, pulling all of those voices together to guide our operations is really, I think, the next evolution of how we move forward as a company.
So given the rising healthcare costs, aging population, emerging technologies, what technology levers would you be focusing on to really scale impact?
Technology, digital, and data. Data being really prominent for us at Centene. We are working on our data foundation, really thinking about how we utilize data in a really significant way. Our CEO, Sarah, has talked about data as sort of the low-tech tool to really enhance the business. And I am in agreement around that. And so how we think about our ability to, you know, integrate, analyze data, use it for insights, and utilize data to allow us to create seamless front-end experiences for all of our customer segments, inclusive of our employee base, is a significant piece of that. Redesigning and thinking about front-end experiences based on research, so how you think about usability, how you think about accessibility, becomes a significant piece of the work that we're doing when we think about our aging population, when we think about emerging technologies and the levers that we want to pull. Self-service and digital capabilities. So I think a lot of folks are thinking about, IVR and call containment and all of those types of things. But how do you do that in a way that's really empathetic? How do you do it in a way that really thinks about the member, provider, and, you know, broader customer segments that we serve? How do you think about it empathetically, with thoughtfulness around dialect, with thoughtfulness around literacy levels? Those are all the things that are top of mind. And then I think that the reality is that, you know, data as a foundation really supports all of those other types of technologies. And so again, making sure that we have the right focus there. But when we think about emerging technologies and sort of what's happening in the broader landscape, I'm also asking the question always, who's missing from the data set? How do we get them purposefully included? And then if we know that they're missing, how do we ensure that we are being intentional about aligning ourselves to make sure that we don't introduce bias?
Yeah, that's some heavy taking, you know, floating data, not accurate data, but to really integrate all of that and to come up with exact precision care and medicine and even, you know, assessment is really a challenge. And I'm hoping with the SDOH being placed at the center of data aggregation and sites over many states, I'm hoping that, you know, over the course of the years, we really make a shift into creating more equity in also the way we view and use data.
Absolutely.
So Anika, in terms of policy, I think wellness needs to rise to reduce healthcare visits. But what are some significant policy changes you wish would happen in the next few years for us to really move the needle to make this a better healthcare system?
Well, you know, I really think those are things that are highly related to what we just talked about. The social determinants of health or drivers of health, and really having those rise to prominence and how we think about wellness and value-based care and what it means to deliver value-based care more broadly for all of those drivers and social determinants. My hope is that we'll make it easier to take advantage of, you know, digital tools, right? So, you know, we still have situations where we need to do things like print, you know, provider directories and send those out. Significant numbers of those, you know, come back unopened. And so how do we think about ensuring that we're providing accessibility around, you know, digital tools? We changed the definition of health literacy a few years back to include the consumption of information. And so how are we thinking about developing policy in ways that helps us ensure that we're doing that for everyone? You know, I actually thought that the White House, you know, AI Bill of Rights that came out was awesome. Healthcare was super prominent in that. I'm hoping that policy will get, you know, deeper around what that really means and looks like and how we think about the use of artificial intelligence, especially in healthcare. And, you know, what is it that we really want to utilize to be able to drive member engagement? You know, how do we break down barriers around the use of, you know, text messages and email and these devices, endpoint devices that are in most people's hands? I'm hoping that we will continue to see policy that helps us guide how we really can take advantage of this broader sort of technology ecosystem.
Absolutely. So I have a deflective question. I'm just curious to know. So, you know, in every healthcare organization, obviously there's business, there's tech, there is, you know, policymakers, and then obviously you have the front row heroes, the physicians, mm-hmm. the people who process the claims. So What is your experience and how are all these business impact, the values, the tech improvements and transformations, how are all these being communicated to the front row heroes? Because I think it's critical for them to, one, be aware and then implement that with the patients. So what is your experience within Centene and beyond on how that's being done?
You know, I think we have more work to provide the appropriate amount of simplicity. And when I say simplicity, what I mean is how do we ensure that the technology doesn't get into the way of the very human connections that need to take place, right? How do I arm you with the right information, right? The right, you know, analysis and knowledge at the right time in the midst of the workflow such that it's a very natural interaction and you are armed with all of the information that will help you do your absolute best for the human, right, at the other end of the care that you're trying to deliver. And what I would say is, you know, a lot of us from a technology, from an experience perspective, we're all trying to nail that, right? And we haven't quite cracked the nut, but I think a lot of us are getting much more focused and a clearer understanding of what needs to be there and what doesn't so that we can create the types of empathetic experiences we all want for ourselves, we all want for our you know, our colleagues, our families, our children. So that's really the goal. And when I think about it, really doing the work of, you know, understanding the research, processing how much, you know, change saturation a group of people or a person can tolerate at any given time, providing simplicity in the GUI, providing sentences instead of, you know, individual numbers so that a person has a suggestion and an analysis that's been completed for them versus having to deliver brain power to that instead of being able to really utilize that to be present in the moment in that experience. Like, that's my goal. I think that's the goal of Centene, and that's the work that we're trying to do for our employee base and really for our broader customer segments. And so I think what we've seen is that technology has historically been, you know, really present in and of itself, very flashy, right? We liked a lot of pop-ups and things like that. And I think through the lens, whether it's from a, you know, provider clinician perspective in that provider setting of wanting to have sort of less pop-up-y type decision support, mm-hmm. or whether it's for that, you know, claims analyst really trying to blend into the workflow when they're doing their work, that, you know, utilization manager, that all of those people really trying to blend into the natural workflow. I think it's all of our collective ways of just sort of realizing we don't necessarily need the tech to be front and center. What we need is empathetic, you know, experience focused people who are having a very human interaction to be the center of that. And then we want to enable and support that through the lens of technology.
And I love that answer. It's very focused. And I love the fact that you mentioned that if you have to remove all the clutter to really create this narrowed focus improvement to really move the needle. Thank you for that answer, Anika. So I had one more question is that, you know, in your role within Centene as a Chief Customer Experience Officer, are you focused more on the tech and the experience of just the patients? Or do you play a role in also the internal teams, example, the claim processing person, as to how they have to interact with customers? How external do you go and how internal do you go, just for the audience to understand?
You know, the goal is for experience to permeate every aspect of what we do, to really be built into the culture. So we would want an individual person who is, you know, working on claims processing or a care manager who is interacting with a member to really feel a focus on the customer, to be empowered to do what is best for that customer and to have the tools that they need to be able to do that. For me, I'm focused on ensuring that, you know, as operators are really thinking about providing the systems, tools, data, knowledge, and education for team members to be able to give that their absolute best, you know, permeating the customer experience as a thread through all of those things. And so I would say from an internal perspective, you know, we want it to permeate everything that we're doing. And from an external perspective, we want our customers to feel that. And we want them to tell us when we're getting it right. And we want them to tell us when we can do better. And so it's about how do you gather that research? How do you ensure that those voices are being heard? And then how do we build, you know, really clear measurement and clear desired outcomes that all of our team members can get behind to go off and deliver that for our customers. So that's really the work. And so it permeates sort of every aspect of the organization. But it's not a one-man job, right? So I would tell you that the claims analyst who is doing that work is on the customer experience team, right? They are absolutely helping to drive what that experience is. And so every single person inside of the organization has to be contributing to that outcome.
Absolutely. I love that. It's a 360 kind of an ecosystem than just a one-way ecosystem. So thanks for that answer, Anika. So within customer experience, we've obviously noticed a significant focus on driving patient journeys, creating personalized medicine, and so on. And I personally, professionally believe that healthcare has no color, no gender, and so does many of the basic rights we as humans have the right to experience and need access to. So how do you believe we can make customer experience more equitable from care to prescriptions?
There are a couple of things that I think have to be true. You know, I think data is definitely a way of ensuring that we have all of the voices that we need to have and that we are highly representative in all of the samples that we need to come to logical conclusions, whether it's in the development of personalized medicine or whether it's in the development of an algorithm that's going to be highly impactful. We want to make sure that we're asking ourselves, again, which pieces of the data set is missing, like which voices are missing? How are we developing policies that help us do really deep bias checking? And do we have a complete data set? And is there something that we need to add to that? The other thing that I would say is, you know, we think about inequitable opportunities. Do we have people inside of our organization who can also represent the voices of those that we're serving? Right? Are we being purposeful in the work that we need to do to ensure that we have, you know, the right people in, you know, opportunistic positions that are making really important decisions about, you know, the guidance of the organization, but also how we're going to deliver equitable care to those that we're trying to serve and being really purposeful about that and asking ourselves the really hard questions, I think, is a key contributor to being able to provide equitable healthcare. It matters in the way that we will devise those tools that have exponential impact. And so I think we have to be constantly asking ourselves those questions. You know, did we ask everybody for the answer? Who are we missing? And then do we have a representative sample and decision makers who are making those big decisions? And do they represent those that we are trying to serve in a very real way?
ChatGPT and GenAI have taken the awards for attention this year. How and where do you see implementing them to drive better customer experience at Centene?
You know, I think we're early yet, but I, you know, chat and Gen, large language models in general, I think will have a significant impact on reducing administrative burden, being able to possibly even take over administrative tasks, you know, in partnership with humans. And so I think we will, you know, be starting there, but continuing to see it expand. One of the places where I think, you know, large language models could become really helpful are, you know, areas like accessibility. You know, how do we think about literacy levels and how do we think about the differently abled and being able to provide, you know, content in alternate formats. And, you know, we're seeing the ability, you know, to translate be a pretty significant win as we watch what's happening in chat and large language models more broadly. But I think that those aspects of how we can apply this new technology are only going to continue to expand. And I think we'll see it in things that we've been trying to do historically, like next best action and making suggestions in care. And I think we're going to continue to see this expand to areas of imaging and other areas. But I think right now, the work that we're seeing be lifted are those, you know, administrative tasks, translation tasks, and that's, you know, no small feat in and of itself.
Right, absolutely. So Anika, this brings us to a last question. Three takeaways for the future of health, what would that be?
You know, the first one I would say is don't forget empathy, especially in the midst of our digital transformations. This is health and it's care and it's wellness. And empathy is so central to that. I would say go fast, but carefully. Again, this is healthcare and there is nothing more serious than that. And I would say that, you know, we should be taking advantage of all of the rapid movement that's happening from a technological perspective, not just large language models, but applications of the metaverse and virtual reality for pain management and all of the other areas. And so I think being cognizant of how the ecosystem is shifting and how that can impact how we're going to deliver on the care delivery experience that I think everyone is starting to expect from us is the last thing that I would say.
Wonderful. Anika, thank you so much for your time and insights. It was a pleasure to have you on Health Forward.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. This is Health Forward Podcast, and I'm your host, Smriti Kirbanandan.